I have some alone time, quiet time, and I want to please myself and try to describe a fantasy I have work related. In fact, I have several fantasies about work, different ones depending if I am in home office or in the office. And this one is in the office and to have someone available for me at work and ready to do everything I want. This person is you. You kindly offered yourself to me. You offered your body, your cock, your hands, everything in a special room so I can come and make what I want with you and just use you for my pleasure. So I thought about it a lot and it became more and more precise in my head as I was trying to focus on work. It became a bit hard, I must say, but it was very good distraction and I thank you for it. Even if it was a bit frustrating and annoying not to be able to do anything, I love to feel turned on and do nothing about it before long, because it's so much better after a wait, after spending so much time thinking about something and finally to it. And I want to describe it the best I can. So, as you kindly suggested, you would spend the whole day in a room in my office. Maybe the room where we have archives or furnitures, I don't know. A room not very far from my desk and near a bathroom, so I can pretend to go to the bathroom when in fact I come join you. And it will be a perfectly normal day. I will do what I have to do and talk with colleagues, but also I will talk with you. We will chat on our phones, exchange dirty messages, dirty scenarios, like we often do, to turn each other on. We will do that, and as always, I would be interrupted by my boss, who comes to chat for nothing, who comes to say stupid jokes or to announce events we already know about. And as I do now, when he comes to talk, I take out my stress balls and I press it in my hands. It's supposed to evacuate stress. I don't know if it works, but I try. And if I talk about this, it's because in phase one of what I will do with you this day, I will use you like I use my stress ball. And I will start to touch myself now because I think I waited long enough. I just turned on my vibrator and I placed it on my clit. Okay. So the first time I will come join you in this room, I will enter in the room and see you all dressed up, because It's what I want. I don't want you to be naked. I want you to be fully clothed. With trousers and a shirt. And I will start by kissing you. Nice, deep French kisses. With my hands going down very quickly at the level of your cock and start to touch it through the fabric, like massaging it again and again while we kiss until I feel it get hard. And that's what I want. I want to feel that. I want to feel that and I want to see it grow until it's impossible to hide it, until it shows really well. And I will ask you to undo your belt and take your cock out to show it to me. And I will take a step back, maybe sit on a table and watch you as you give me a little show. I want you to stroke for me. I want you to show me how you please yourself, because I'm never tired of watching this, because it always has the same effect on me. And I want a good minute of it before I replace your hand with mine. And during this, maybe I will place my hand between my legs and start to touch myself too. I need to precise that I will wear a skirt or a dress, something practical to touch myself and to give you a nice little show too. I will not be naked under the dress, but I will have nice underwear, sexy ones that I can just put aside when the time comes, when we need full access to my pussy. But now you don't need to see right away everything. You will just see me spread my legs a little and start to touch myself through the fabric and make myself feel good watching you do the same for a minute or two. Before I ask you to come nearer, so I can replace your hand with mine, and you place your hand on my pussy, and we start to touch each other like that. Slowly, sensually. While we kiss again. I want to feel you hard in my hand. I want to jerk you off. And I said I want it slow and sensual, but I also want something a bit dirty for when I come back to work, because you will have time to recover as we will see each other 3 times in this day. So I will not leave before you come the 3 times. And for this first time, you will come in my hand very simply. I will ask you to fuck my hand like you would fuck my pussy if you could. Like, maybe you will fuck it later if I want to. Oh, but for now, you will just have my hand. My eyes on you, and I know it's a lot already because you love to be watched. It turns you on very much, just as me. So you can let yourself go in my hand. To come in my hand, and even if the bathroom is just a door away, I will not go wash my hands. I will lick it up just after you come, but not wash my hands so it's not dirty anymore, but it will smell your cum, and I will go back working with this scent that only me will smell, of course, and it will put me in a very good mood for the next hour or two. Before I decide to come join you again. Okay, I think I described enough for this first scene. In this first scene, I will not come. I will only enjoy to touch you and to watch you do it. But I will wait. It's what I want because it will make next moment even better. But it's a fantasy, and in real world, I really want to come. Thinking about all I just described, and maybe next time I record what happens next. But now I will only think about myself and focus on my pleasure until I come. Thinking about your cum on my hand and your scent, the scent of sex. I'm thinking about you, touching yourself in front of me. Putain. Mm.